Peace out.
Christians and our pagans sit together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses.
Welcome to Faith and Common Ground. I'm your host, Jesse Kearns, reminding you that this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And I'm here today with my co-host,
Amber Sinclair.
And we have a co-co-host, like a guest co-co-host tonight. Co-co-host? That sounds like a good cereal.
Cocoa.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was cocoa for a cocoa.
Jennifer Conlin.
Hello, hello.
Jennifer is a part of our local healing community, specifically acupuncture. What else? What else puts you in that category of healer?
Probably, you know, a generalized version of energy work, listening work. I'm a good listener. Life coaching.
Okay.
Herbs.
Herbs.
I definitely work with herbs. Herbs. Hands-on therapy, functional therapy.
Yeah.
Individualized time with a patient.
Yeah. That's why we get along so well, because we're in that business too. I'm in more of the spiritual aspect of that healing. I try to help people find meaning in their life. I try to help people, coach people through some of the difficulties in life and connect them with the divine. How about you, Amber?
Same, all that. Everything y'all said, that. Except I don't poke people with needles. I do not do that.
That's my job.
Just my finger of doom.
Yeah. And she does it so casually, too. I was having allergies issues. And so she says, well, we can fix that. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talked about that on the show once. And here she comes at me with these needles getting really darn close to my eyes.
But are your allergies better, Jesse?
Oh, so much better.
Yeah, you were breathing.
So much better. Breathing through my nose. Mm-hmm. It has been amazing and helpful.
I like how you're like breathing through my actual nose, like this one right here on my face.
Well, my kids used to, if their nose would get stuffed up, they would not say this knot, I can't breathe through this knot. They would say my left nose or right nose, you know, or whatever, like that. I can't breathe. But so we're talking a lot about healing on an individual level. But here we are living in the world that we do right now, where it's obvious that we need to talk about some healing on a collective level. And so that's what I want to set on the table tonight, is what, how is it similar? How is it different? What can we do to facilitate this healing? Mm-hmm. Go.
Oh, me.
No pressure.
Anybody?
Co-co-host.
Co-co-host needs to say.
No warning. Well, I like to think of us as collaborating in that healing effort right now, just what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. I get to work with an individual, but that individual is just a fractal of this larger fractal that we have as a whole world collective community. And if I'm working that with that one person, I think that we're not just working with that one person in the moment, but we're working with the frequency, the energy that person is being treated for, such as allergies. There's a frequency for that disruption or dysregulation in the system. And so as we work on that with you as your minor fractal, I like to think of us as working on the macro fractal, the macro that is really, you know, the larger exhibition.
Okay.
Like ripples in the waves.
Most certainly. Most certainly.
Speaking of ripples, I gotta say this, that we are on our pledge drive here at KZFR. And a ripple effect that takes place in our community is when a station like KZFR can get out on the airwaves. Because the beautiful thing about people-powered public radio is that we are bound to no corporate entities whatsoever. We are truly people-powered radio, and you all, listeners, are what make that happen. And we so much appreciate you. So our pledge drive this year, we are trying to raise $60,000. Now, mind you, you got to understand that we lost all of any... We didn't get a whole lot from...
The man.
but we got a significant amount there, and so last fall we upped our pledge. I think we'd usually do about $45,000 or something like that. So we thought, well, I wonder if we can do $60,000, and we not only met it, we exceeded it, and so here we are again in the spring. Our goal is $60,000, and thus far we have raised. Oh my gosh, my glasses say I think it says $5,000.
I can't see that part either.
No, $4,400 and some odd. On the first day. We just started at crack of dawn this morning. I was captain for Kelt Radio, and so we started in, and we had a lot of people calling in this morning with their pledge. We had one guy say that he is upping his pledge from $10 a month to $20 a month.
Ooh, that's so nice.
Just because... The world. I mean, that's what he said, just because, you know, the world.
For real.
And so you have the opportunity, dear readers and listeners and whatever else we got out there, by calling in at 530-895-0131 to make your pledge. We got a couple of volunteers out here answering the phones. Or if you want to do it online, you can click www.kzfr.org. You can Venmo us at KZFR901. And our theme this year is Be Radioactive. Mm. And we are a radioactive station right here because we are on the air every day with programming that you don't hear on other stations. Mm. And so, Amber, what is our show goal today? How many dollars?
Well, normally it's my responsibility to say 420.
Yes. 420.
And also say you haven't found the right stream. So let me just get that off the table now. But, hey, I think we're doubling it, right?
Here we are.
Let's go 840.
840.
And a prayer for everyone who's been wrongly convicted. Freedom.
There you go. All right. So back to our Heal the World. Anything you want to add to that, Amber, what Jen said?
Well, I really liked what Jen said because I think that the first level is our energetics and our thought processes. And to dedicate, as Buddhists do, dedicate our good works to the good of all. Mm-hmm. I think just having that consciousness expands the energy of the healing that you're doing dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But then as a Capricorn rising, Taurus, Sun, Aries, Moon, for people who know what I'm talking about, that's not real enough for me sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. I want some nitty-gritty. And part of me wants to say, like, well, let's pick up trash and all the cliche things. But honestly, what's been on my heart the most lately is people are suffering from a lack of healthy, safe touch.
Mm.
And I really, really, really wish we would all be more snuggly and huggy and lovey and not have to equate that with a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
I think what I'm noticing also in this last year especially is that, you know, we used to go seeking out high frequency energy. Like, let's say, you know, I would go looking for maybe a psychic or some energy medicine, or I might seek out some yoga or somebody to teach me a meditation. And now I find that we're seeking that in ourselves. It's not just we're trying to find somebody to go do that with or to do it for us, but the more people that I talk to are just interested in doing that for themselves. And when you get into something like that, first off, when you start being treated in any type of energy medicine, massage, hands-on therapy, Reiki medicine, acupuncture, acupressure, you Oh, I just totally lost what I was thinking of.
About how you maybe eventually stop outsourcing your power and start internalizing it more?
Something along those
lines. Sounds good.
That sounds really good.
I like
good
it.
Interpretive.
And then I would also
add, come back.
I would add conversely.
Your shirt.
Yeah, my shirt says Menopause the Musical, and we're just sharing a menopausal moment over here. It's a pretty great shirt. I'm sorry,
this
you guys
is a great
can't
one.
See it.
We're all healers is really what I was coming to, is that we're finding that within ourselves. And if you receive that type of medicine, you already get that bond of that energy. And now I think that we're recognizing that when we leave that room, we're exhibiting it and giving it really off to the next person that we talk to. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows anything about Reiki medicine, that's something that I'm an acupuncturist, and so you come see me. You come into my office, we have some physical interaction, and you get some needles. Or with massage therapy. Of good kinds. With massage therapy, somebody's hands are on you. With Reiki medicine, that person can be in China.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is what we need to hear. We need to know more about that, because that is the medicine. We're all practicing frequency medicine, every one of us.
Being alive is energy work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So coming from a more traditional religious practitioner's understanding of faith is, in my particular brand flavor of Christian faith, we believe very strongly in the priesthood of all believers, and that we are, y'all are saying we're all healers. Mm. I get that. And in my tradition, we're saying that each one of us carries a part of the priesthood, because the priesthood is carrying out the acts of the faith. And so in our church, in our movement, we say that everybody has a ministry. Mm-hmm. We want to make it look like a cookie cutter. We want to make, okay, well, everybody is supposed to do this and this way, and these are the rules you follow, and this is the path that you take.
You're not hitting the Instagram highlights.
There you go. So you know, we always are encouraging people to find what God has gifted you with and do it. You know, find what you're gifted with, do it. And otherwise, you know, Don't waste your time on the things that don't
serve
exactly.
Well, and I love what you both are saying. And then I think there's also this concept people have, like, well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to help? But just being a peaceful, kind, loving person is huge. And there's no Instagram reels that you're going to be able to show off how cool you are and you fit in the thing. But people are doing it every day, millions of tiny little acts of kindness. Yeah. And that's the real and most important work about making the world better for everybody.
Yeah.
The largest work cannot be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what's being done.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's just absolutely what's being done. And, you know, A new work for me, or a new mission for me, is what I'm talking more about recently, is unconditional love. And we hear love, but I think that it's time for all of us to truly understand. And I think with what we see outside right now, and the division that we experience, this is a true time for looking within each and every one of ourselves, and seeing how close we can get to that notion of unconditional love. And if you're doing that on a daily basis, that's pretty much the work right now. If you're striving to find your way towards that, keep doing that.
Yep.
That goes into the collective. That goes into the frequency. That helps the entire population of this planet.
Yeah.
Even if it's just unconditional love for yourself, for being angry and dysregulated and, you know, whatever is going on that you're having a hard time managing, that's okay. It's part of the process, too.
Yep.
First and foremost, actually, that's a really great way to practice it for others. And we'll test ourselves up against others, and then if we can come inside and begin with ourselves, what your unconditional love value is for yourself, it's no easy feat.
Yep.
But how much do you value your public radio?
That's a good question, Amber, because we've got so many opportunities for that to happen in our pledge drive. There's actually three ways that you can pledge, and that's by calling 530-895-0131. And, you know, as the kids say, you can get on the internets and go to kzfr.org and click there. Or you can do Venmo while you talk about some
fancy now.
Fancy now. Now we're getting into Gen Z. You know? You can go to Venmo at KZFR 901 and pledge. We've got volunteers out here just waiting to take your call. And we've got $840 that we're trying to raise right here on the show. I know we have got fans out there. Simone, I know you're out there. Sue, I know you are out there. I'm calling you online. We would love to have you call up tonight and pledge your for public radio, for community radio to keep on going strong here in Chico, and not just in Chico, but the Sacramento Valley, the foothills beyond. So far we've got, I wish I'd write that a little, $4,500
If you can't put any money in today, you can visualize.
You can visualize.
Us receiving massive tons of money so that we can serve the community.
Now we're starting to think health and wealth gospel type things, you know, get all of you.
Yeah.
No, we're not going
to
go there.
Do you want to go there?
We're not going to go there. No dangling people over the pits of hell, please.
I'm just kidding. Humor is a wonderful tool for healing.
Humor is a good tool for healing. But I got to tell you, I have enjoyed, when I first came here to Chico 18 years ago, I can't believe I've lived in this area for 18 years. So I'm traveling up from Willows out on the back roads, coming up through, what is that little town? Calusa.
Oh,
Calusa. Coming up the back roads and right along the Sacramento River. And I had just got off an airport. I was working on a doctoral program back in Kentucky, and I had flown into Sacramento. I was coming up the back roads because I kind of took a wrong turn. And I've got the radio on, and I'm hearing this amazing funk station, R&B funk station. And I'm like, this is stuff you do not hear typically on the radio. And it was like 11 o'clock at night, something like that. And I was like, this is awesome. And I'd only been living here for maybe a couple of months. You know, and I looked on the FM dial, there it was, 90.1. And I thought, okay, I'm going to put a little, you know, when you push the button and
preset. There
it is, preset it and stuff. So I go home, and I get up the next morning. I'm like, I'm going to listen to some funk. And I go on there, and it's Democracy Now. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And then after that, there's a Celtic radio show. And then it's like, what? And then reggae. And then it's just all these crazy shows. And it was
I want to have a crazy show.
That was quite a few years later. But it's just absolutely amazing. And how many people in our community are familiar with the programming and who know the programmers. Oh, yeah, Sanjay. Oh, yeah, Steve with Celt Radio. Oh, yeah. Ember and I have even been in situations where we've been in a grocery store or something, and people just recognize our voice. Hey, aren't you the people who do that religious show? And it's like, well, kind of. You know?
If you must call it that.
If you must call it that, yeah. So it's great. And that's what community radio is all about. And like I say, we would love your help and support. Call 530-895-0131. Click kzfr.org. Venmo at KCFR 901.
I love how you just dropped, I was working on my doctorate, like it was no big deal, and then just carried on with the conversation.
Okay, so do you want to go on
so
with
are
that?
You Dr.
When
I, Jesse?
When I
Can I call you Dr. Jesse?
Dropped out of my doctoral program
Oh, okay.
Because my life was falling apart, you know. But
all right,
anyway,
all right.
No, I am not Dr. Jesse.
Dang it.
I wanted to be called Dr. J. Curtis Kearns when I got it, but I dropped out, and so I'm still.
Name. Yeah.
All right, so.
Could have been on General Hospital.
Speaking of hospitals, we're back to healing the world again. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the acts of healing in what we do corporately and publicly. Since we're talking about public radio, let's talk about how healing can take place in a public forum.
Mm.
That's on the table now. Go.
Well, I can't think of great examples right now here in the States, except for like music festivals and farmers markets and church events and, you know, large social events. I think any celebrations are inherently healing and essential to the human spirit.
Sure.
But I really love, I'm going to butcher this because menopause brain. I think it's in Africa. question mark, where they have a thing where you come out and you say you're sorry and the whole community works with you and they do that kind of a process. I think that that's hugely healing and we would benefit for something like that. I think they have AA and NA and things like that here in the States.
There's kind of like a part of the amends making amends on the whatever step that is a part of that. But yeah, to create a space where healing can take place, because we're living in such a divided world right now. There's so many people at each other's throats, absolutely sure that the other person is not just wrong, but is a threat to existence, you know, threat to humanity just because of what they believe in and such. And you know, sometimes you got to stop and look at what's going on and say, okay, when this finally either collapses or blows up or whatever it is, there's going to be a lot of people that are out there that are going to be lost and need a soft space to land, a soft place to land. And we've been talking about this a lot at our church. We are very conscious of not being partisan in our preaching and teaching and things like that. I'm not going to tell you who to go vote for.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you about some horrible kings in the Old Testament, and I will list off attributes of those kings, and it's amazing how sometimes they sound like a lot of modern-day rulers and things like that. And I, you know, there it is in the scriptures, folks, just quoting scriptures. Figure it out for yourselves. But it's when it comes to the point where people are going to have a soft space to land, what we try to envision our church as is an island of peace in the craziness, where they can come no matter what they believe, where they are, what's on their hearts, to come and for at least an hour on Sunday morning every week can be in a place where they are free to be themselves and to connect with God. And I think, like you say, creating spaces like that where people can go and just be.
Yeah, we're in such a time of confusion and, you know, fake news, whatever you want to call it, that a lot of people are going to continue to wake up. And I'm sure we all will have one moment at least in this where things that we thought were true, that we based our identity on and our identity politics, they're not true. And then we have to deal with the consequences of how we behaved when we thought those things were true. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to need some compassion and forgiveness. And I think it's important that we remember the times in our lives where we were totally wrong and we made a bad choice and we thought we were coming from the right place, but we weren't. And to give people space for that, because it's going to continue to get more and more exciting.
It is going to get very strange out there. We're all going to have to be faced with how we've participated.
Mm-hmm.
Some willingly, some ignorantly.
Mm-hmm.
And a smile goes a long way. When we're talking about community healing, we all are in the community somehow at some point, whether it's at the store or the post office or just driving and you meet eyes with a person, you know, flagging you onward. And just as I say that, you know, letting a person go first, there's so many different acts of kindness. We're in the realm of being now. We need to act and do and not just sit and think about what these things could be. And so starting out small, baby steps is how I work with my patients. And this would be a good way too, just recognizing that your smile, your kindness to an animal reverberates out there into the kindness collective. Your willingness to tend to a flower or a tree or help an insect rather than squish it. These are all things that really reverberate out into this loving, healing community as a collective. And they're little simple things that we don't recognize. When I say that out loud, I know that so many of you listening do that. And so to understand the power of what you already do and just build upon that, 2 smiles a day, 3 smiles a day, challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Smile at yourself in the mirror. Oh, my gosh. That's not
hey
easy.
Hey, girl.
Right? Yeah.
I
love you. Right? Yeah. It's, you know, start with yourself in the mirror and go forward.
I'd also like to add, I'm reflecting on my youth before.
Service. for the following counties in California, Butte and Glen. The National Weather Service in Sacramento has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Butte County in Northern California, Northeastern Glen County in Central California, until 7:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 7:21 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Oregon, 11 miles southeast of Oregon, moving north at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, damage to vehicles is expected. Locations of impact include Fort Leonard and Shelton City. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of the building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 7:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time for the following counties in California, Butte and Glen.
See, that was getting louder. Yeah, it had to do with storms.
I think so.
So,
hail the size of quarters, I heard.
Yeah, hail the size of quarters. Folks, be careful out there. Yeah. I don't know where this is happening, and I wish we could understand that better. But if you're looking up...
Plumas in Glen County is what I heard. But it was... So, take that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
So be kind. Help a person across the road. Now's your chance.
Yes. Okay. So, be careful out there. And continue, Amber.
What I was going to say was back in the day before menopause when I was young and I was severely traumatized. If I had heard the advice that we're giving tonight, I would have been livid because you're telling me that yoga and breathing is going to help these people being bombed in other countries across the world. And do you know what's going on right now? So I get it. I'm with you. I know you may not be here yet, but you will get here where you understand that this is important. In the meantime, I offer you this. What is that thing in the world that makes you mad that you cannot like sit down and take some deep breaths about because don't you know what's happening in the world?
Right.
And then find a way to scale it down and be actively of service in your community for that issue. Because this externalized thing that I don't have power over and just makes me constantly angry is diminishing your health and your ability to be a real good servant in the world. I'm not saying your anger isn't righteous. I'm saying it needs some action behind it.
This is the time
for the voice right now. And yes, again, there's these really very huge real world events going on before us. But again, there's that minor fractal and it is all around you. And I love that. I love what you just said, Amber, about finding what triggers you, find what brings that anger and that ferocity about. And this is the time and this is where we are using our voices. There are so many of us out here right now who are ready to help you use your voice. Even in the minor, slightest ways, we're learning that it's becoming safe to use our voice. We're standing together using our voice. There's a larger collective using the voice now. So yes, in your community, use your voice. And if your community is your apartment complex, if your community is your home, if your community, whatever that looks like to you, you can make your efforts there.
All right. And you can also make some efforts here to show your love and to be a part of the healing through pledging to our fine radio station here, KZFR 90.1, listener-supported community radio. We are at $60,000 for our goal this year, and it looks like we have about $45,000. No, is that $4,500. I wish that they would write that in big, bold letters so that I can see it through this little crack with my glasses. But we're well on our way for the first day. It's not bad. And you can be a part of this because you, dear listeners, are the ones that keep this community radio station alive and well. So call 530-895-0131. Click KZFR.org, Venmo at KZFR901. And let us hear from you. There's folks out here on the phones just waiting for your call to take your pledge. And we are waiting for...
Money?
Any, we are waiting for money. We are definitely waiting for some money. Hey, now here's something to think about. If we're going to talk about that, our church is going through a pledge drive right now, and people are like, oh, the economy sucks. This is kind of a lousy time to do a pledge drive, isn't it? No, it isn't, because right now what's motivating our people is that things do kind of suck out there, and they even though they might be struggling and not doing so good in the market or whatever it is that they make their money, they know that we are can be agents of change, and that this is a time for us to step up and step up to the plate and pledge. And so that's what we're here at. Oh, we got our captain. Do you have anything for us? Go ahead and get on the mic, talk to
captain,
us.
Captain my captain.
Hello everybody, I just want to thank a couple of folks who did call in to pledge. I hope that their names mean something to Pastor